How does that fit into the spiritual laws? Yes, this question. How does this fit in? How is it possible that one has the desire to pray to God and to Christ and one has the impression that they are very close to one, that they are there as it says, I will make my home with you, cf. John 14:23? There are so many words that have been given to people that are not clear to them, that are so unclear to them. But it is spiritual language and we are so happy to explain it to people. In the state, and I am speaking now to get closer to you, from your own state, you have an authority. The laws come from this authority, which means that the individual citizen is involved in their establishment. These laws and these rights are directed from above. If someone offends against law and order, then they come and arrest him, they lead him to punishment. But it is not the authorities, the highest authority itself, that comes into your house and accuses you of what you have done wrong and that you should be punished. Rather, it is the guardians of the law who take hold of you. They are in the service of the authorities, they are in the service of the people. It may be different if someone completes a very special, praiseworthy work and is praised, lauded and celebrated by his fellow human beings for it. Perhaps it then comes to the point, because his deed was so great, that he is personally brought to the authorities and said, here he is or here she is, look at him or look at her, this is the person or the one who completed the great work. And the authorities are happy for the other. It is similar in the law of God. Your world and your laws may still be imperfect, but the law of God is completely perfect in all things. Now, if someone prays and believes as I did, if I pray to Christ and believe that I will hear an answer, it must be he who answers me. I do not think that it could be anyone else, because my desire and my word are only for him. Then there are many guardians of the law who receive this prayer, these requests, and they give the answer. It is just like with people. If you have a request that should interest a whole community or the authorities, so to speak, the authorities themselves do not have to come to the house. They have their assistants who are appointed to give the answer. And the result, the news of it, is brought back to the authorities. It is the same with prayer. When someone prays, many of God's faithful are there to receive the prayers and pass them on. But they must be able to distinguish for themselves in which case the individual can be helped and in which not. It must now be mentioned that there are different levels of these spirits that surround people. I am of course talking about the good ones, who have the task of encouraging people to do good works and warding off all harm from them. There are spirits that can speak a stronger word of power than others. There is no rivalry as there is among people. Anyone who has been appointed by the authorities and has a position in the spirit realm, his position will not be challenged. It must not be challenged by the ascending spirits and the good spirits do not do so. The spirit called to do this looks at the person and the possibilities that are offered so that what the person wishes can come true. Then he will pass this on to other spirits. He will tell them what to do, which path they should take to help this or that person. Or perhaps help will be refused. Now I would like to take a leap and explain my task. I have now indicated it to you as I was taught. The great world conscience, the word of God, can be heard so well by anyone who wants to. When you pray, you don't need to believe that it is God or Christ himself who is standing next to you, listening and being happy that you are praying. Think about what tasks they have. What a great overview they have of people and how enormously many people and beings there are in these different worlds, in these different stages of development. There must always be constant planning for further advancement. So it would be an injustice if someone could experience Christ personally and the infinite number of others could not. There is certainly an experience of Christ, perhaps also an experience of God. It is necessary that people are informed about this. People can have experiences, they can see Christ, they can see him on the difficult path he took. This has happened many times. But it is not the case that Christ has personally come to them. Rather, it is always the spirits of God who have the opportunity to bring it to people's attention. Just as you have images from your past that are alive, so that you can visualize something, enjoy it and immerse yourself in it, So the spirits of God have the same possibility. They take an image from the past that will not be erased and bring it. They can also show a person a blissful image from the spirit world. Unfortunately, people who believe they have this personal connection very often suffer from spiritual arrogance, and it is not the good spirit world that encourages this. The good spirit world knows how terribly vain people are. It knows how selfish they are. It knows that this can be a person's downfall. A lot of flattery, a lot of fine talk and a lot of fuss means spiritual ruin for uncritical people. Therefore, it is our task to make it clear to people, not to make them sad, but to tell them the truth, to tell them what benefit there is from prayer and how necessary it is to pray, but that one must have the right idea of the prayer one is praying. Just as it is said, God knows the last hair on your head. These are all statements that can confuse people. God himself does not come personally and count the hairs of man, but he has those who are called to law and order, and they are the ones who are around you people and who fulfill their tasks in the spiritual realm, everywhere. I would like to come back to that once again, to those people who would like to claim to be in a personal connection with God and Christ. I can tell you, and I would like to assure you with my other spiritual brothers and sisters, if a person is called to personal contact with the highest in heaven, which is not impossible, because it has already happened in earlier centuries and if this possibility exists, then this person in question will not tell nonsense, but will bear witness to the universe, powerful, of the overwhelming that he himself experiences. He can give testimony. If he has the calling and the mission and these highest of heaven are so close to him, then he can heal the blind, make what is normally impossible possible. But this lies in the power and authority of these highest. It is also possible to transfer this special power to other spirits. But it will never be to the same extent as with these highest themselves, unless someone were to act on their personal orders, on their personal behalf. A mission is necessary for this. You will think to yourselves, why doesn't Christ come into this world and let a miracle happen here or there? He would have the greatest advantage from this, there would be many more believers. It must also be made clear to you that a slow spiritual growth is much more important and much more fruitful than, say, being overwhelmed by such sudden impressions and experiences. It might well be possible for someone to be changed by such an experience in their life, but they are not yet spiritually stable, and so it could be that when they start a new life on earth and no longer have this experience, their faith is fickle and they fall back again. Much more important is a slow, careful growth, as it is in nature itself, a slow taking of roots, a healthy growth in all directions, without fanaticism, without overzealousness. How many human feelings need improvement? I would like to compare these feelings to roots, which must become strong. So people must slowly mature spiritually, then we are more secure in the spiritual world. But now, as promised, I would like to tell you something about the tasks I fulfill. So you can see from this how the prayer is passed on. There is a child who has lost his mother. He cries in the evening and calls for his mother and prays. He also prays to the Savior. The guardian angel is close to the child and comforts him. The child cannot feel the soft, tender hands of the guardian spirit. He is too filled with grief and does not know the laws, but he prays because he hopes for help from above, because he has been taught to do so. The guardian spirit, who sees the child and his prayer, accepts this request. It is, I cannot say, a petition. It is a message from the human being. It is a request. The guardian spirit first seeks to establish contact with the highest spirit who is in charge of this human child. This does not mean that the guardian spirit should not be a higher or superior spirit. In the spiritual world, what applies to you humans does not apply. The guardian spirit takes up his position as such, and a higher spirit can also watch over him. It is not a matter of looking after him. But the higher spirit brings him information on how to approach the child, how to guide him according to his life a plan. Now the guardian spirit seeks to establish a connection with this highest spirit. Yes, since the mother's death, More good spirits have gathered around this child to give him their support and help. But up to now they have had no special task to carry out for him other than to protect him from misfortune, as every good spirit does. This angel of God has come through the child's pious prayer, he had been called. He now gives his instructions, he says, "Good, I see this child's life plan, and if he continues to pray like this, we will give him increased help." Now other spirits are chosen to provide this help, such as myself, whose task now lies in further details. Then it is explained to you, you have to accompany this person alongside the guardian spirit. You have to be interested in other things than the guardian spirit. So in this case I should look after the child's well-being. Perhaps the child will now have a stepmother, and it may be that this stepmother will not give the child the love that the mother does. So the spirit called upon must give the child comfort, a certain spiritual security. Through the prayer that the child says, through his faith, he is given the security, nothing can happen to you, you cannot go badly. We will protect and preserve you, we will lead you to your goal. Then this child will also face, let's say, professional life, where he must decide what he wants to learn. Here too, the spirits of God are not idle, especially with such a person. They try to help, because people go here and there and ask, where would be a suitable place for me, where can I develop myself? But people cannot judge, they always judge according to external splendor and material things. Now the spiritual world, if it is interested in the person concerned, can find ways to put obstacles in the way so that one does not go there, so that this contract is not concluded, and so on. It can do this, the person has no idea of it, just as he does not notice that the guardian spirit is stroking his forehead. The guardian spirit has taken on the task of this child and now wants to bring out the best. Of course, it can happen that if the person asserts himself in certain things, he comes to wrong decisions, which the spiritual world cannot change, that does happen. The spirit world must then again find out how best to bridge and overcome it. Make the best of it is the watchword of the spirits of God. Every person has his own destiny. He can intervene in his own destiny, indeed he can call it into being. Well, the spirits who have the task of deciding on this then change the plan and say, okay, instead of the other fate that we have thought up for you, we will leave you with this fate that you yourself have brought about. This will become your life's fate, and that is what happens. According to his attitude and his strength, a person can do as much as he wants, and according to his connection with the spirit, how much he listens to the word, to this great conscience. Sometimes it advises against it, but you don't want to listen to it because you don't like it, you override it with your own will, with your own words. So in the case of this child, I had the task of looking after this person until the last hour of his life. I had to try to always make everything inconsistent, to smooth out the unevenness and thus provide protection. You will think, where has the mother gone? The guiding spirit had gone to see the mother. It is very easy for us to find the mother among the endless legions of spirits. She is too close to the child to not be found. The bond to the mother comes from the child's soul and lasts until we separate from each other in the spirit realm because we have recognized that not only this spirit is our mother, but that we ourselves are perhaps also our mother, and we thus recognize that we are sisters here, brothers there, a large and powerful family, that we are not distant or alien to anyone, but are related to everyone. Then the closest bond is dissolved. But it takes a very long time for this bond to dissolve, that is, it also depends on the attitude and development, in general it takes a while. So I fulfilled the task for this person. Then another case, there is a woman who asks daily in her prayers that her husband is tormenting her, that he is addicted to alcohol and infidelity, and she asks and pleads with God and Christ, please help me. And she also has the feeling, Christ is helping me. Yes, it is right, one should have the feeling, Christ is helping me. You don't have to go around the bush or be too critical and say, yes, you just said that it is not Christ personally who is helping. Because it is just as you say in your own life, It is our law that requires us to fulfill our tasks in this way. It is our law. The highest authority does not have to come to you and say, "Yes, I am standing here and want to tell you that this is not right or that you have to do this and that." With this I want to express precisely that all these spirits are on a mission and that they come from this authority and proclaim this will and make it known to people. This is God, this pleases Christ, he will be pleased about it and he will help you. The helping spirit is, so to speak, only the link between people and the authorities. God and Christ give these spirits strength, power and the opportunity to help their brothers and sisters. God could take this power away from them, and then people would be helpless. So, all power and all strength comes from above, and the others, these faithful spirits of God, pass it on. They pass the word on to all worlds, to all levels, to people, to everyone, regardless of their stage of development. Then such a woman pleads with God, to Christ. And again, as in the first case, it is like this. The guardian spirit still has to deal with many everyday things with his protege, which these other helpful spirits do not do. These others are busy in the way that I am explaining to you. Now you should not think that such a spirit only helps one person and that I have only observed this child and helped him. There are many thousands that one helps. But those for whom one fulfills a task are so close to one. The path to them is so well lit. She is always found and one visits her in turn, with news or quickly made decisions then being passed on to us by the guardian spirits. This woman's prayer is also answered, that is, not in the way she wishes. The spirits of God see what this woman is suffering and now one looks at her own life plan and that of her husband. The spirit, who has this special task, is well oriented by reading the life plan, or knows every sign in it and now sees that this man is a person of the lowest development, nothing can be expected from him, so to speak. Today he may make promises and tomorrow everything will be forgotten again. The spirit world sees it. He is at a level where one cannot expect more from him. This woman has a difficult lot, and especially when there are children. But her prayer will not be in vain, for in her life plan too, a fate is marked here and there. Then the spirits discuss among themselves what can be done for them now. In this case they say, "We cannot help this man, because he is of such low development. Nothing much will be done to him." But they want to take care of this woman. And when their life plan is considered, they try to remove whatever obstacles are possible. They try to promote the health of this woman, to strengthen her, to put spiritual strength and hope in her heart so that she does not despair and always hopes and yet faces this person with understanding and love. Because believe me, not every woman can do that. Many make hasty decisions and run away. Yes, then a new fate opens up for them, a different one. Whether they then feel better may depend a lot on their own actions, the tasks they have ahead of them, or the spiritual tasks that are then imposed on a person. But let us stay with this woman who persevered. They strengthened her health, put some cheerfulness into her soul, and tried to do everything possible in her life to bring relief to this person who had to bear this difficult fate. Because it is also a wonderful task if a person knows how to persevere alongside someone who is so cold and so rough. If you know how to accept such a person as he is, and if you trust and hope that God sees what you are suffering, then nothing is in vain. So through prayer the angels have come closer to this woman, and now they come to the conclusion, actually, this woman is putting up with far too much. She does not deserve such a difficult life. So, we are giving her a credit, so to speak. This then applies to a subsequent life. If the woman burdens herself in some way in a subsequent life, then they want to be lenient because of the great sacrifice she made in her previous life. You want to meet them halfway and then sort out what is necessary in the spiritual world. So, something like that also happens through prayer, and we do it with great joy. Yes, we discuss it among ourselves, and we can even take a little look into the future. There are a number of options open to us. We are then also devoted to this person in his future life. The spiritual bond is then also wrapped around him and us. Then we can, Let's say, ensure that a mistake is not marked in a special way, but we can also promote a talent in a very special way. We can support this person, depending on his life, and help him to achieve greater success, spiritual success. Of course, we are involved in this giving, in this guiding. So there are so many options available to us. So a person, whether a man or a woman, who has a difficult life should not think, I have been praying for years, but my prayer has not been answered. Yes, then you should ask yourself, would I perhaps have this health too? Or this hope that I always have that things will get better is not in vain. No, man cannot hope at all and cannot be happy at all unless God gives him the strength to do so. But first he must enter into his covenant, first he must submit to him. Let us now consider another case. There is a man who has been ill for years and he prays and prays that God will restore his health. Yes, here it is the same again. The spirits look at his life plan, they look at his body and say, no, we cannot help here, the injuries are of such a nature that we cannot help. Now you will say, yes, is that karmic? Not all suffering has to be karmic, one can also inflict suffering on oneself through carelessness. And by carelessly exposing yourself to dangers that result in disadvantages for which you are responsible. You must not always blame everything on the spirit world and say, yes, that is my karma. Perhaps it is karma, but it does not necessarily have to be karma, rather fate itself has called you that way, and you have been spared other unpleasant things. But you cannot speak of karma in the true sense of the word. Well, this man. He prayed. We could not help him. But his prayer was also answered. He had a son. This son had committed serious transgressions, had taken on serious burdens. The father knows that. He just wants to get well again and then see things right. He includes his son in his prayers so that he will see reason. But he will not. Now the spirits judge in the name of God. This person suffers, he prays a lot and always hopes for help. It will not be given to him, but he will not have prayed in vain. Some of his son's guilt will be paid off through the father's prayer. This will only be made clear to the son when he then enters the spiritual world. Look, there is your father, he has prayed so much. His prayer has helped you too. A large part of your guilt could be forgiven through prayer, through your father's firm faith, through his righteousness. It may sometimes make a great impression on such souls, sometimes they easily overlook it, and only much later do they really become aware of what their father or mother or a brother or sister has done. This is how I am doing my job. Every prayer that is said is heard. Even the prayer that is not spoken in words, if it is only practiced in thought, brings strength to the person who says it, and it benefits him or someone else. And furthermore, prayer is a praise of God, one declares oneself subject to him, one recognizes him as the Supreme Lord, one wants to be obedient to him, one therefore confesses one's allegiance to him. And this prayer, which are words or thoughts that arise, creates vibrations. You have already been told, I would not omit to mention this, that the lip prayer, the prayer that is spoken superficially without fervor and without devotion, hardly reaches the ceiling or the attic, it does not even escape from the house. So prayer, whether in words or in thoughts, is a power. You also know that this thinking is an enormous power. If you cannot imagine anything under the word power alone, I must say that through these thoughts or through the spoken word a vibration develops, a spiral vibration, let us say. This vibration varies according to the person, according to his attitude, according to his piety. It may be just a single color, it may be thin and weak, or it may be quite colorful and this spiral may even look very tough. Accordingly, it has its drive to develop its power and then rises upwards. These vibrations mix with many other vibrations of the same kind. A spirit of God immediately recognizes this vibration as the prayer. Many people in this world pray for peace in this way, and if this prayer really comes from their heart, it is not lost. It is this vibration that rises from the heart, from the soul of the person and unfolds upwards, and suddenly this vibration becomes a splendor of color, a sea of color, and everything is mixed up. There are lots and lots of colors, and from these colors, one cannot say whether it is a swarm of these finest colored threads or whether they are vibrations after all. One then thinks one hears a slight rustling. These vibrations can emit a sound, first a faint noise, then it can become increasingly louder. The more such vibrations accumulate in space, the stronger this sound becomes, the more beautiful the splendor of colors. Then these vibrations will find their way into the house of God, or I would say into the immediate environment of the Creator and the Redeemer. When these vibrations are carried ever higher and the companions of your life are also involved in carrying on these prayers, these vibrations, the noise becomes a soft music. It then becomes increasingly louder near the Creator, and it forms into a harmony, and it is no longer a noise, it is sounds of the purest and most harmonious kind, a music unfolds. In this way the highest in heaven hear the attitude of people. They recognize how they think, how much they pray, in what way. You should believe that God is his expressings, find pleasure in the harmonious sounds that are being played. Out of joy that people are praying, that they are connected, he wants to send his mercy, his grace not only to those who are praying, but he wants to give it to others too. They too should have his love and his justice for the sake of the righteous, they should also be given grace. Thus, as has already been explained to you, the grace of God reigns with everyone. A spirit from heaven is with everyone, and even if he is still a great sinner, he is not let go. People still hope and are ready to guide him. Only then, when the human spirit leaves his body, does the angel also leave. Then he may not lead this human spirit into the beautiful realms, but his path, his future path, will be the path of suffering. But a spirit will also lead him there. Yes, dear brothers and sisters, I hope I have given some people an answer, and I hope I have helped to strengthen you in prayer. Your prayer is not in vain, in any way. And even if you do not find the fulfillment of what you wish for, the spirits are around you and take the opportunity to make this answer clear to you. Yes, God. End of the recording. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Geistige Welt, has heard your prayer. We want to help you. We want to help you. So, dear friends, now you know the way and my task. It is a beautiful task to carry on people's prayers, to be able to be well disposed towards them, to serve them and always to give and repay because they are loyal to God. So I say goodbye to you and leave you all to God's protection. Greetings from God. In answering the question, Spirit Teacher Joseph explained more about the Christ experience that Anita had mentioned. He explained that people can have such an experience for various reasons. Firstly, God's spirit world hopes that a protege will come to a different mindset and be led down a different path. Such a great experience is not made possible for free. It can also refer to a wish or to a great task fulfilled in a previous life. But God's world always hopes to be able to guide a person better as a tool. Joseph, but we must also say that this experience is also connected to a test. This is where it becomes clear whether the person does not immediately fall into spiritual arrogance, so that he believes that he now has a special position in God's plan of salvation. Not all people can endure it, but there are some who can keep it quietly and calmly in their hearts and rejoice about it. That is also the point of it. Which is more effective, meditation or prayer? Joseph, every devotion to God is heavenly music, if I may say so. Meditation aims, let us say, to give the spiritual and the material body a certain strengthening. Is there a karmic burden when children have unloving parents? Was page 228, from Experience Reports 1960-1961. Joseph, perhaps one could partly speak of karma. But one could also say that unloving parents are also a test for those concerned. It is a path of development that a person must take. It is his fate that he is not allowed to receive this special love like another person. He is then simply at such a spiritual level where he has to go through childhood renouncing this love, so to speak. But this does not happen out of malice or because God wants to punish him in this way.